First half, suppose, Oisin, you could get a sense that Donegal were a wee bit off it, you know, just in terms of their shot selection and, you know, the execution that you'd normally expect Donegal to be really, really tight on. You know, we left a lot of wides out there in the first half, but even, as Brendan mentioned, the hunger that Down played with, the tackling, the work rate was absolutely phenomenal. Like, they deserve great, great credit, you know, and that was kind of summed up. There was two turnovers, one in the first half on Finbar Rortebeek, I think it was Keelan Doherty, and then the second half down here in front of us in the stand, Oisin, Keelan Mooney made a 70-metre sprint to catch up with Conor O'Donnell, who was on the break and looked like he was going to score, got a near-hand tackle and turned him over. Like, and that just summed up Donegal's day. It just didn't seem to be going for us, and the hunger was all with Down today. They deserve great credit.
Yeah, Donegal, listen, they had a fantastic league campaign, and they put in a serious amount of work in the early months of the year. That's me asking the question now. Does things like that maybe catch up to you when it comes to championship, when the games are all coming so thick and fast?
It's easy to say that, like, but look, Donegal targeted the league, and you know, the fact that we had that break between league and championship this time round, we didn't think it would have much of an impact. But look, Down looked obviously the fresher team. They were in a league final themselves, struggled with getting over the line against Wexford. But you know, that underdog and being written off and that sort of mentality is hard to beat, like, when nobody's giving you a chance. So they brought the energy today, like. But look, I suppose we talked a lot before the game about how Michael Langan's absence would impact the team, and Donegal, middle of the park today, just weren't at it. Down ruled it there, and I thought, you know, Murdoch among others was absolutely outstanding today, and we had just no answer for him. We actually had just no answer for him. He was bursting through tackles, he was kicking scores, and he was winning his own ball. Like, we just had no answer around the middle of the park today for Down. But look, to a man, they were brilliant.
Yeah, we have players back today as well from injury. Kieran Moore, Oisin Gallen coming in, and maybe Daryl Wheel coming in as a second half substitute as well. Maybe there was a bit of match sharpness missing there from those guys, because they missed lengthy periods, so they didn't. Maybe that was a factor today as well. They just couldn't really get up to the pace of the time.
We didn't have that maybe impetus from those players that you mentioned. Like, you know, but even our half back line, I suppose, that gave us so much in the league final against Kerry, Keelan McGonigal, you know, Ryan McHugh, and young Finbar Rorty there. We just didn't seem to be getting any joy in any line of the pitch. There was just too many of our lines that were malfunctioning today, but that's down to Down, and that was down to the hunger and the intensity that they brought, and the running power. They were magnificent. You know, Daniel Guinness scores 1-2 or 1-3 there. You know, he've run, you know, how many times did you see him lining up outside the arc, kicking twos with very little Donegal pressure on him, which is very unlike us. Like.
Yeah, we didn't think that we'd be having a lengthy break to go to the All-Ireland Series, but maybe now, on reflection, that maybe this defeat mightn't be a bad thing, because all this talk about Donegal and All-Ireland's, that maybe the pressure might come off now, that we've had this defeat and we have an All-Ireland Series to look at, and they mightn't be talking about Donegal the same way they have been over the last number of weeks.
Well, that's true. Listen, it's going to be a massive reset now, in terms of Donegal, in terms of where they're at and why it went wrong today. There'll be a lot of soul searching done, I suppose, over the next couple of weeks.
Is that a difficult thing to do, reset? You were involved in groups where you had to hit the reset button to bring them all back up again.
You had to, you know, but you know, it starts then on the training ground again, Oisin, you know, and that's where you're just going to have to find it. And they'll hold their hands up today, and they'll know themselves that in too many lines of the pitch today we're beat hands down by Down men. So look, it's going to take a bit of soul searching and getting things right again, but this group, I've no doubt, can do that.